Mr. Voronkov began his briefing by laying out the scale of the problem. He said it's estimated that at one time, more than 40,000 combatants from over 110 countries had joined terrorist groups fighting in Syria and Iraq. However, flows to the region have significantly decreased, he said, thanks to travel measures implemented by countries and military victories against the extremist group ISIL, also known as Daesh. Still, combatants have since tried to relocate to Libya, Yemen, and Afghanistan, fueling existing conflicts in these countries. At the same time, some 5,600 fighters from 33 nations have returned home, many of whom are equipped to carry out attacks on their native soil or eager to drum up new recruits to their cause.
Returning foreign terrorist fighters pose an enormous challenge with no easy solution. Attempting response, and certainly the easiest one, would be to throw all returnees into prison or even to do what can be done to stop them coming home at all. But full compliance with international law is vital to combat the threat of foreign terrorist fighters.
Mr. Voronkov reported that countries are increasingly strengthening legal frameworks and their criminal justice systems to prevent and respond to the threat posed by foreign terrorist fighters. He looked ahead to June 2018, when the first ever UN summit of heads of counterterrorism agencies will take place. Deanne Penn, United Nations.